Can you agree by saying amen?
Amen.
Over in Psalm 102 and verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, Zion symbolizing the church. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. When we say set time, we're talking about a time that's been set. And I believe that you and I are blessed to be in this set time. That we are the generation. And that this favor is something that we need to know about, and we need to make sure that it's flowing in our lives. Verse 16, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. So I think that's where it's all headed. It's headed for Jesus' second coming. Amen. And you better get right or you get left. So as we look at this, we're talking about what this idea of favor is. How does favor operate? And the importance of favor in this hour. Now, when you're talking about favor, again, we want to have this mindset of the kingdom. And a kingdom mindset is not a religious mindset. Religion really can't deliver anybody. It comes from the Latin root religio, which means back to bondage. And when we're talking about the church, we're talking about life. The life that I'm talking about is Zoe. It's a God kind of life. It's the life and the nature that God imparts to us when we get born again. So when you and I get born again, we now have taken on a whole new status. And we are exempt from some things that would come that would hurt you, harass you, molest you. We are exempt from that. I think over in Psalm 91, he says, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold to see the reward of the wicked, because you made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil. There's another superlative. No evil. That means not a little bit of evil will befall you. Neither any plague, not yet, not one, any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, and they will keep you in all your ways. So right now you got angels assigned. So you're talking about you being exempt from these things, and as an ambassador, you call it diplomatic immunity, and that you have certain rights as an embassy official, and you are just that. You are in this world, but what? Not of this world. So as we look at this, he's talking about favor. And I said, you have to have a kingdom mindset on this, because when you're talking about any of the promises or blessings of God, those things are activated by faith. It takes faith to activate. And faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I need to hear the word of God on it, so I'll have faith to receive it into my life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So today I'm going to give you this word on favor, because it's a part of the release that you have, and this one teaching is going to change your life. This one teaching is going to be the thing that is going to enable you to be able to be sure that you make it to your destiny. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So, what determines what the limits of every person in terms of getting to their destiny? And I have concluded that it is this one word, favor. Favor. All right, let's look at it and just see some of what it means. Favor means to endorse. I'm endorsing someone. Or maybe I endorse somebody's call me, people call me, hey, would you endorse my book for so forth? So what do they want? They want somebody who perhaps has done something, or somebody that's established themselves or a brand or something, to endorse them, to enable them hopefully to sell more copies and people to have, for it to have credibility. So favor means to endorse. It also means to support. Support. To be able to support someone, whether it be support someone in terms of a tangible way or support someone or encourage someone or whatever, to support. It means also to assist. To assist. The Bible talks about in Psalm 103, it talks about the fact that bless the Lord, ye his angels, verse 20, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. That these angels are coming, the Bible says in Hebrews 1:14, to assist us. They're assigned to assist us. Over in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 20, he told Moses, Moses is about to go into the promised land. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into the place where I have prepared. He goes on to say, beware of him. Now obey his voice. Don't provoke him, because he'll not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. He goes on to say, but if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all I speak, then I'll be an enemy to your enemies. I'll be an adversary to your adversaries. And for my angels shall go before you and bring you into the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, and I'll cut them off. So you need some assistance where you're going. You need some assistance, and could be someone who is a person, human assistance, or divine assistance. And that, another thing that favor is, favor also makes things easier. Makes things easier. That's that anointing part. Of course, you know the anointing takes a struggle out of everything. It gives you sweatless victories. So it makes things easier. Favor also means to provide with advantages. Glory to God. So God's going to provide you with advantages. Can you imagine you've been in a class or something like that, and you're preparing for the course and preparing for the final exam, and then the teacher says, you know, I really like you. I'm going to give you where some of these exam questions are going to come from, so you can study that and you can have a heads up on the rest of the class. And the rest of the class said, that's not fair. Yes, it is fair. It's called favor. Favor ain't fair. So God can give you insight as to what's going to happen and so forth and so on, put you ahead of the game. Well, all that's a part of favor. Also, it means to show special privileges. It shows special privileges and to be able to showcase someone or preview someone or whatever have you, pick you out and so forth, or to feature someone. So this idea of favor, again, that comes from the dictionary. So these are ideas that you can get in your mind so you can start picturing what favor is. Now, favor is a part of your heritage when you get born again. Look at Psalm chapter 5, please, all the way back. And as you are born again, you're born into favor. You're born into the house of God, and favor is a part of what you've been born into. Look what it says here, starting at verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because thou defendest them, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For the Lord will bless the righteous, come on, with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. So God's going to surround you with favor. He's going to surround, everywhere you go, you'll be having assistance. You'll be featured. Come on now. You came in late and got a front seat. Whatever have you. The favor of God. Are you with me here? Now, favor is something that's granted. It's not something for payment. You can't work for it. But it's something that is granted. And if you look in the scriptures, a lot of times when you're talking about favor, you're talking about something that God has given to someone that causes them to be successful where they normally would fail, or causes a door to open which normally that door is locked. But favor will cause that to happen in your life. Say amen to that. So it starts when you're born again. One, you've got to be taught about favor, and you've used your faith to activate favor in your life. And when that favor comes, you will know it, because that favor will distinguish you. Now, as we look at this also, when you talk about favor, where do we see it start? Now, look all the way back here in the life of Noah. Look back here in Genesis and chapter 6, please. Over in Genesis chapter 6, it says here, and I want to start reading here at verse 5, if you will. Verse 5, he says this, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." He goes on down, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the flying, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made man." Okay? Them. So, but Noah found what? Grace. Now, what does grace mean? Favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, as you know, here is God, and basically what he did with Noah is he picked Noah out, praise God. For whatever reason, now he took Noah and picked Noah out, and others perished, but Noah and his family were spared. So favor will cause you to be spared when other people fall by the wayside. So this is favor. And then, as you're going down, anybody that you see got success in the Bible, you will track their lives and see that they had favor attached to this, whatever success was in their lives. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because your understanding favor and relying on and expecting God's favor in your life is key for you to be, glory to God. Favor is the way to the top. Tears out. Favor is the way to the top. Now, let's just look at this, because we want to look at the reality of this thing. How many of you know the devil does not like you? How many thinks he likes him? Okay. Now, the enemy opposes you. So when you are sent into the earth, and you and I, as the righteous, are deliberately planted among the wicked, because we have the light. Okay? So in that, the wicked then, many times being controlled by the enemy, their job is to keep you down, to frustrate you, to harass you, so forth and so on. But favor turns all of that. Favor is the way to the top. look what he said over here, over in Luke chapter 4, and look at verse 5. Just going up there, please. He said, "The devil taketh him, Jesus, up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, 'All this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Get thee behind me, Satan.'" Now let's stop right there. Here's what I'm telling you. Is that the idea is to occupy the mountain. The idea is to get and occupy or control that sphere of influence. Say amen to that. And the thing of it is on the way up the mountain, you cannot compromise. Because whatever you compromise going up the mountain will control you at the top of the mountain. So now with favor, you're going to get confidence. Put it up there, please. Put up there Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 5. Proverbs 24 and verse 5. "A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength." What are we giving you today? Knowledge. Look at verse 10, please, out of that. In verse 10, he says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity," come on, "thy strength is small." See? See? Now, so what did Daniel do? They said, "Daniel, anybody caught praying to any other god during this 30-day period of time other than this statute or whatever, or the king, will be thrown in the den of lions." Somebody tell me, what did Daniel do? He went up in his room, didn't try to hide. Open the windows. Shanda! And they arrested him. They put him in a lion's den. But guess what? Favor. See. The favor of God is so powerful. Until no harassment, no weapon, no nothing can touch it, because, Lord have mercy, because God has endorsed you.
Come on now.
See, this favor, and we've got to show you this, because you're going into a place now where God's about to raise you up. But I don't want you to compromise going up the mountain. Come on, I don't want you to bow to Baal. I want you to maintain your stand. And the way you're going to do that is through favor. But the way you get the favor to function is by faith. And the way you get faith is by hearing. So as I give you this today, one lesson is going to turn you around. One lesson where you would have been weak or faint in that day of adversity, now you're going to stand strong. Amen. You're going to say, no, I got favor on my life. Say amen to that. It may not look good right now, but I'm going to keep my joy. See, you got to keep your joy, because complaining, Lord have mercy, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go to Joseph. Let's go over to Joseph and Genesis, and let's look at Genesis chapter 39. Right. Y'all with me?
Yes.
Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And highly favored.
And highly favored.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
See, because when the Lord, when his favor comes on you, you don't have to tell a man thank you. I better come over here. When his favor comes on you, you don't owe a thank you to a man. Come on up here. Let's go with this again. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. Now, what happened? Joseph was sold by his brothers, as you know, to a traveling band of Ishmaelites, some business people. And they're selling, buying and selling. That was that old Babylonian system. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Keep going. And Joseph found what?
Grace.
What's the name for it?
Favor.
In his sight, and he served him, and he made him what? Overseer over his house. Come on. All that he had, he put into his hand. Favor. The way to the top.
Yes, it is. Glory to God. Yes, it is.
The way to the top. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I've had people come up here before and say, Pastor, you know, they've been passing over me for this promotion and so forth and so on, you know. And what they want. Well, what do you want? Well, I need them to cut me a little slack. No, you don't. You need favor. Because with favor, they don't have to cut you no slack.
Amen.
Come on, God's going to cut you some slack.
Amen.
See, if God says promote you, there's not a single person that can stop your promotion. There's not a government. There's not a demon. That's like when God says peace. Everything about to shut up. Because he's God. Keep going. And it came to pass from that time, the time that he had made him overseer over his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not all he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and what?
Well favored.
Say, I'm well favored. Keep going. So now, go to the next, please. And it came to pass, pardon me, no, that's okay. That's okay. That's the same, verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. Uh-oh. And flow, okay. And he refused and said to his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he committeth all that he hath into my hand. There is none greater in the house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not to her, to lie by her, or to be with her. Come on. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to his to do his business, and there was none in the of the men in the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And this woman is desperate, boy. And he left his garment and in her hand and fled and got him out. Lord have mercy. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, glory to God, that she called unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. And he came in to me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. Now, that you can wear favor. People can see it on you. Come on now. People know something is on my life.
Amen.
I remember when we had this moment, we bent it and we were fixing it up and everything. And they said, I've got a word that the village had a meeting over there. One of the lawyers over there said, what's making him do that? What's making him successful like that? They said, well, nothing really. And the lawyer said, no, something's on him. Something's making it successful. People can see Amen. That you got a coat on. Amen. And Joseph, she was after that favor that was on his life. Oh. Say amen to that. Amen. So as a result of that, Joseph escaped, as you know, but they falsely accused him. Now you got to go on down to some verses, whatever I did in the last service. They falsely accused him. And okay, that's not where I want to go. Well, keep it right there. I'm pick up there. Let me just tell you what happened. So they put him in jail. Now, Joseph was in jail, and all of a sudden, the favor of God, let me give you the verses for that. The favor of God is still on him. So it doesn't matter what the devil thinks he's worked in your life. The favor of God's still on you. As a matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 39 and verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keepers of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatever they did there, he was a doer of it. And the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, Joseph, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. So here is Joseph in jail, prospering. Now let's go all the way down to that verse that you had there before we took this side trip here. There were two men that offended the king, and the king threw them in jail. And they ended up down there where Joseph was, the butcher and baker, candlestick maker, huh? The baker and the butler. They offended the king. He threw them in jail. Now they're down there with Joseph, but they have a dream. Put it up there. And what happened, they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in it one night. And each man, according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. Now watch this, because this is subtle. And he asked Potiphar's officers that were with him in the ward of the Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sad today? All right, let me ask you. Here they are down there in this jail. Now, this is not a jail with color TV. This is a jail with rats in it. And the floor is wet and so forth. And Joseph's down there. They come down there and he has the nerve to ask them, why are you sad? Come on now. How many of you ever heard that misery loves company? Because it likes somebody to agree with them. But favor doesn't work with a bad attitude. Glory to God. I said favor doesn't work with a bad attitude. In fact, I have a scripture here found in Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. If you'll turn there for me, please. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Keep going. Then shall the earth do what? Yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall what? Shall bless us. Let's go to Thessalonians And Thessalonians chapter 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and let's go, glory to God, to verse 16, glory to God, and 18. Rejoice, glory to God, evermore. Keep going to verse 18, please. In everything, what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It didn't say for everything. It said in everything. Say amen to this. My point to you is that divine favor works with a good attitude. That if you think you're going to come with a bad attitude and get favor to work, you better watch it. Because a bad attitude could indicate your faith is not working. Because faith always sees the future. Are you with me? So now, what happened with Joseph? Then the king called Joseph to come up there. And when he did, the king had a problem. So he calls on Joseph. Joseph comes up there. And now Joseph begins to tell the king what the answer was. And Joseph, the king said something to Joseph. Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. In other words, you're going to tell Potiphar what to do. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Keep going. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures and fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. Joseph had 1 hour with the king and he was running the whole country. No, you didn't get that. Favor opens up opportunity. And in 1 hour with the king, Joseph got favor with the king, and in 1 hour, he took over running the country. Oh, you ain't doing me right now. If you have favor, you cannot fail. If you have favor, you cannot fail. So I'm here to tell you right now, the favor of God is on your life, and the time or days or season for your failing is now over. You now will be successful in everything that you lay your hands to. And when you get down, when things look like they're not going right, don't you shake your head and say, because the Joseph told those two men, he said, now you're going to get your head cut off, but you're going to get your position back. And he said, now when you get your position back, tell him I'm down here. Don't forget about me. What do you think the man did who got his position back? He forgot all about it, but don't let it bother you, because favor is going to bring you to the top. Now, this is important, folks, because God is going to send you in among the wicked. He's going to send you in among people that are not saved. He's going to send you into places that are tight places. But what you got to do is maintain your integrity of the Word of God. You know that the God who sent you there is going to raise you up. So as I went here, I began to look at all the people that had favor. And it's in the Old Testament, they had favor. Daniel had favor. In fact, Daniel had such favor, glory to God, until everything contrary to his lifting was abandoned. Everything contrary to him rising was put aside. I said everything. It didn't make any difference what it was. Joseph had favor. It turned him from a slave into an heir. It put him in prison, but he became the commander. And I'm telling you, according to Psalm, put it up there, please. Psalm chapter 30 and verse 5. Look what it says here. It says this. For his anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is what? Life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory to God. And also in that same scripture, Lord have mercy, I'm not going to cover that. All right, so this favor is key for you to arrive at your destiny. And people have not put value on favor because they didn't know what favor really was. Now look what Paul said about favor. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10. Here's what he says. He says, but by the grace of God, what does grace mean? Come on, favor. I am what I am. Notice he's saying without that, I'm nothing. I couldn't have been raised up like I was raised up if I didn't have the grace of God on my life. Say amen to that. How about David? David knew about favor. Let's go to Psalm chapter 67, verses 1 and 2, please. And I'm asking you to do these quickly. Psalm 67, 1 and 2. But God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. And if you look at that same scripture, is over in Numbers chapter 6, what we call the benediction. God calls his face, his grace to shine upon us. Look at also in verse 2 of Psalm 67 and verse 2. He says, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Go to Psalm 119, please, and verse 58. Psalm 119 and verse 58. Glory to God. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. In other words, I ask for favor. Go to Hebrews, please, in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, I think it is. He says this, glory to God. The word of God, verse 16, let's try that. I'm guessing now. Let us therefore come what? Boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. So you can pray for grace to be on your life. Now, not only that, how about Esther? Let's go to Esther, please. And Esther chapter 5. Now, as you know, there was a law out to kill all the Jews. But Mordecai, Esther's uncle, said, Esther, go in and plead our case for the king. Esther said, I can't go in there because if I do without being summoned, I could get my head cut off. He said, Esther, if you don't go, God will deliver us some other way. The Bible says Esther fasted for 3 days, and this is what happened. It came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. Somebody say royal. And stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon the royal throne. Somebody say royal. In the royal house. Somebody say royal. Against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor. Say favor.
Favor.
In his sight, and the king held out unto Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. And, come on. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be given thee to the half of thy kingdom. So notice what happened with Esther. Esther went in here unannounced, but because of the favor of God, she got half the kingdom. and petitions granted. I said petitions granted. So when you're talking about favor, you're talking about having laws changed to your benefit. So favor will give you supernatural increase, restoration, increased assets, great victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules and laws and regulations changed, and battles won which you don't have to fight. Let's look at that. Let's look at Psalm chapter 43 of Psalm 44, please. In Psalm 44, and let's start at verse 1. He says this, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days and in the times of old. Keep going. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and the arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadest a favor unto them. Might I read that same last part of that same verse there and give you what it says out of the Amplified another translation. I think it's the Amplified translation. He says this. He says, Living Bible, God did not conquer. God, glory to God. I don't want to rush here. Let me take my time. Whenever I'm using that board, that thing distracts me. Here's what it says. We did not fight for this land. We didn't even work for it. It was a gift. And God gave it to us smiling. Isn't that something? That is the way the favor of God works. So the favor was on Esther. And not only was it on Esther, the laws got eventually changed. I believe there's some laws that need changing here today. Not only was the favor on Esther, how about Ruth? The favor was on Ruth. Say amen to that. Amen. Who did Ruth end up marrying?
Boaz.
Come on, say his name again.
Boaz.
You know, there's nothing wrong with looking for Boaz. Is there? Let me know if I'm wrong. I'm wrong, you know. My wife married Boaz. That's all I'm going to say about that. Watch this. Now watch me now. This is Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. Starting at verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art what? Highly favored. Say, I'm highly favored. Of the Lord. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. So here's Mary, and she needed favor to be on her for her to be able to fulfill the destiny that God had for her. And as you know, a lot is still written about her even today. Now this is Mary now. So this is Mary, who was up at this time, had no children, but now the favor is coming on her, and she was blessed. Let me give you a couple more, because I want you to make this cut. I want you to see this. All right. How about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt? Look at Exodus chapter 3, please. Exodus chapter 3. And look, I'll start reading here at verse, let's just say verse 21, all right? And I will give this people what? favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you will not go how? Empty. Now let me give you what I wrote down. One encounter with favor was worth a lifetime of labor. One encounter with favor is worth a lifetime of labor. See, you don't need a bank account, you need favor. Because if you got favor on your life, that account will be filled. Glory to God. So they paid in one day in chapter 12 in verse 35 and 36. They paid in one day for Israel's 430 years of slavery. One day, one act of favor restored everything that they had lost. Say favor.
Favor.
Say favor is on my life. Now let me give you this one. How about Jesus? Because you know if Jesus had to have favor, you have to have favor too. Well, Pastor, I don't know about that. All right. First of all, let's see if Jesus had favor. Let's go to Luke chapter 2, please. Luke chapter 2. And look at verse 40. Am I taking you to too many scriptures? And look at verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the what? Grace of God was upon him. Somebody said, well, that's grace, Pastor. All right. Let's look at verse 52 in that same chapter. Verse 52. Glory to God. All right. Let me get my book here. I'm going to read it out of my book. Okay. Verse 52. Here's what he says. It's not 52. Yes, it is. Verse 52. All right. And Jesus increased in what? Wisdom and what else? Stature and in favor with God and man. Wow. So now Jesus had to have favor, but let's just see if Jesus is really what we want to follow. Is this the model that we want to follow? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2 and look at verse 17. I'm trying to break in my new Bible too. I'm happy about it because that other one is worn out. Okay, but it's up here still because I'm sipping this old wine while I'm taking this new wine at the same time. Look at Hebrews chapter 2 and look at verse 17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a what? Merciful and what? Faithful high priest in all things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. So notice Jesus was made like unto his what? Brethren. How many of you know Jesus was both human and divine? Amen. Notice he didn't operate like God. He had to operate like a man. So notice here I'm saying that he was made like unto his brethren. Let's go to another verse. 1 Peter, please, in chapter 2. 1 Peter, chapter 2. And look at chapter 2 and verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us a what? An example that you should what? Follow his steps. So we're going to follow the steps of Jesus. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Let's go to John chapter 14, please. So we are duplicating Jesus's ministry. Glory to God. John 14 and look at verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do what? Also, and greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I'm going to my Father. So God wants you to duplicate Jesus in his footsteps and do and understand the things that he did and that he did them for your example. So Jesus had favor. Do you have to have favor? Why? Because favor is the way to the top. Glory to God. Favor is the way to the top. All right, so let's just wrap this up now. So what does that mean to you and me? How does this play out? One, favor comes directly from God. So I don't have to beg somebody to do something for me. I don't have to bow down or compromise to get a door open. Only thing I need to know is that favor is on my life. So favor determines the limits of everyone's destiny. Favor determines the limit of every believer's destiny. It's not going to happen without some favor. And God gives you favor. He gives divine favor. Now, Jesus had so much favor, he had to tell people to keep quiet. That'll register in just a minute. He had so much favor, he had to tell folk, don't tell them anything. Why? Because favor will give you prominence. It will distinguish you. And favor was raising it up so fast until he's trying to keep the crowds down. Boy, y'all will get this. So what am I saying? Favor. Favor took Paul from a murderer to a soul winner. And wherever you go and you are down, favor will bring you out. So what I've done is I put together here a confession on favor. And this confession is for you today. Now, before we confess this, I want you to go to something with me. Because what I'm going to do with this that you're going to say today is you're going to bless yourself. Let's go to Isaiah and chapter 65, please. Isaiah chapter 65. Now, in the book of Isaiah chapter 65, he says in verse 16, now I'll read that and follow along with me, that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. I'll stop right there. Let's take that same verse in the Amplified translation, please. And here's what it says. So it shall be that he who invokes a blessing on himself in the land shall do so by saying. So we're going to bless ourselves, but we're going to do so by saying. So we're going to have to say something. Now go over to Deuteronomy chapter 30, please. And in Deuteronomy chapter 30, he speaks a blessing. He says in Deuteronomy 30, and look at verse, glory to God, 19. And he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, keep going, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose what? Life, that both you and your seed shall live. More than one or two people have testimonies. I got a book at home with them right now. Of where their children were failing in school. And they took this idea of favor, which is upon them and for their household, began to speak blessing over their children. And their children, Lord have mercy. Their children went from one level of grades failing to another level of grades, the A's and B's. Now, I had this happen when we were very small and still, I don't know where we were then. I think we were in up on Madison Street. I had the same thing that happened. And what you got to do is you got to believe this. All right. Let me keep going. So now we're going to bless ourselves by saying, because we know Proverbs chapter 18, 21 says this, death and life, come on, are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall what? Eat the fruit thereof. So you and your seed are going to live by speaking something, and we're going to speak favor over their lives. You ready? Now we're going to declare this. Now get ready, because when you say it, it's going to start happening. The moment you declare this, it's going to start happening for you. And then I'd like you to make sure you say it now continuously every day. Because I get up and confess, the favor of God surrounds me today like a shield. Say amen to that. And I expect doors to open. I expect folks to call me on the phone and I get a blessing. I expect, come on now. You ready? Say this with me. In the name of Jesus, I decree from this moment forward, I see myself the way God sees me. I am highly favored of the Lord. I am crowned with glory and honor. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am reigning as a king in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Now, in Jesus' name, I declare by faith that I walk in divine favor. I have preferential treatment, supernatural increase. I have restoration. I have prominence. I have petitions granted. Laws changed. Policies and rules changed. And battles won, which I do not have to fight. Why? All because of favor. The blessing and favor of God is on my life. In Jesus' name, every morning when I arise, I will speak and expect divine favor to go before me and surround me as with a shield, with goodwill and pleasures forevermore. Doors are now open for me that men have said are impossible to open. No obstacle can stop me. No hindrances can delay me. In Jesus' name, I am honored by my Father as I receive genuine favor that comes directly from God. I am special to Him. I am the object of His affection. I am the apple of His eye. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And so be it right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now give the Lord a praise. Now, favor is your way to the top. If you think somebody didn't promote you because maybe they have some racial problems or something like that, don't think that anymore. Because favor is going to take you to the top. If you think somebody doesn't like you and that's why they won't give you a break on something, don't think that anymore. Because favor is going to take you over. If you think something's been held back from you and you've been delayed, your days of being delayed are not over. Because favor is kicking into your life right now. Impossible situations are about to come to fruitfulness in your life. Where people had signed you off, God's gonna step you up. Because it's time for favor in your life. Favor is going to bring increase. Favor is going to bring real estate. Alabahata. Favor is going to open doors. Favor is going to give you the job. Favor is going to open your business. Favor is going to take you to the top of your society, your community. Favor is going to cause you to have influence. Favor, 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 favor. Your days of having a little bit in your bank account are over. Favor. This is the year, and what's coming up in 2013 is going to be the blessing going to come on you, overtake you. You're not going to even know where it's coming from. Folks, if it came on Jesus and he's your example, it's coming on you. And it's on you right now. You've been born into favor. Favor is now about to manifest because the faith for favor has come. Say amen. I said say amen. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Hey, hey, hey. Folks gonna give you stuff that don't even like you. One day of favor is gonna clear up everything in your life. Now, sit down for just a minute. Oh, no, they thought they got away with your stuff. But I got news for you. Favor! You see, when you got the favor of God, you got F-O-G. F-O-G spells fall. If somebody asking you why you walking like that, tell them you walking in a fog. I'm walking in a fog. I'm walking in the favor of God. Say, I'm walking in a fog. This is your time. This is your season. It's not going to start Christmas. It's going to start right now. I said it's starting right now. Favor is on you. Put it on like a coat. Praise God. Woo! This is your time. This is your year. This is your season. This is your set time. Take a seat. Now, if you need to be saved, if you need to be saved and you know who you are, you need to be saved. Get up out of your chair and come on up here and stand with me at the altar. If you know you need to be saved.